Ooh, you put the condom on the microphone.
Sorry, I didn't know that was...
Windscreen.
On already. They put the windscreen on. I bring my own. So I only breathe in my own spit.
Oh, man, I like to share with everybody else here at KLOS. We just have all sorts of... Hey, look at this beautiful day. It's like raining over Glendale.
Sort of is, yeah.
Woo! I love it.
I don't...
You know, it was a little bit cloudy in Maui, and everybody was upset. Oh, just for one day, I was a little cloudy. I was in heaven.
Who wants it to rain in Maui?
Me.
You don't want...
Listen,
there's two things that go together, and that is the beach and sunshine.
Screw sunshine.
No, I'm saying that. But...
Nope. I'm going to move to Seattle. I'm going to live where in Bean's old house or whatever because I love this kind of weather. And look at Glendale. You guys are lucky.
You're crazy.
It's so dark out there.
Let's talk about today's show, shall we?
Sure. Why not?
Aside from the KLOS $100,000 name game.
Right.
Which we're going to play before 4 o'clock.
And is worth $4,400 now.
$4,400.
Step aside.
How great is that?
Right.
We're going to give you that chance before 4 o'clock.
Yep.
We also have the most embarrassing, looking back on your life, the most embarrassing thing you ever did.
Oh, and I won't be talking about that.
Yes, you will.
Publicly?
Yes.
Not a chance in hell.
Because I am.
Oh, wow. Is it really the most embarrassing?
Well, looking back on it?
Yeah.
Telling the story people now, you know, telling the people story that story now.
Right.
Is harsh.
Does it have to do with poop?
I feel... No.
Oh, okay.
I feel...
I like that story of yours.
So dumb. I feel so lame. So that's what we're going to take in the 4 o'clock hour.
I had like 3 hours for that, man. I have so many.
I'm going to tell you mine.
Yeah, all right.
And then we'll take yours.
I won't show you mine. Yours.
I don't want to see anything.
Yeah, thank you, God.
At 5 o'clock, we do Give Me 5 with the theme.
Yep. I have no idea. Oh, we haven't picked it yet.
No wonder.
We've got to choose a theme.
No wonder. I was looking through email and everything.
Yeah.
Like, I can't find a theme.
Folk, if you have an idea, call us. What the hell? We're open today. 818-955-KLOS.
All right.
For the Give Me 5 theme.
People are dumb.
Yeah.
And parents are idiots also coming up on 95.5 KLOS. 95.5 KLOS, Southern California's rock station. Your chance to play the KLOS $100,000 name game on the way.
Very soon. Sometime between now and 4.
First, I don't know if you've seen this mom talking about Hocus Pocus.
I have no idea what you're talking about.
It's been out for a week or two.
Nope.
Hocus Pocus is a Disney movie.
Okay.
And it's on Disney Plus.
Bette Midler?
Yes.
Oh, wow. All right.
It's a second one of that.
Okay.
So
all
they did it before.
Right.
It's her and Sarah Jessica Parker and I don't know who else.
Okay.
And it's just goofy. It's about three witches.
A Disney movie?
Yeah.
So it's not like Witches of Eastwick.
No. It's about three witches and they have to, I don't know, it sounds stupid, but somehow they have to get a virgin to light a candle to invite them.
You're it's talking about just, a virgin in this movie?
Yeah.
Wow.
But it's just goofy.
Sure.
It's ridiculously goofy.
I think Goofy's a virgin, yeah.
This woman is afraid that if children watch
her, oh, no. Here we go.
Satan himself will come through the TV.
Like he doesn't have anything better to do.
Listen to this.
Okay.
You unleash hell on your kids and in your home.
Jamie Gooch is a mother of three and the owner of Gooch Family Farms in Troy.
You know, I don't have children because I think that I would be a bad influence and everything. And then this woman goes
no,
and has
you'd
three
be great
of them.
Compared to her?
Oh, my God.
I love everything to do with house and home. It grieves me, the thought of exposing our kids to darkness.
Okay. She's crying.
She's crying now.
Oh, my God. I hate when people
because...
cry on TV.
Because we're exposing our children to darkness by watching this Disney movie.
Hocus Pocus.
It's so stupid.
My God, don't flip the channels, woman. You'll run into real hell.
Actual, you'll run real hell.
Yes.
Yeah.
Hey, you seen the new Hellraiser? She Pinhead's a woman. I love it. That's hot. That's just hot.
Goofy is based on witches harvesting children for blood sacrifices.
In a recent Facebook
That's not
post,
true.
I was a little bit scared when I hit post because I was afraid of the reaction that I would get.
Oh, no. Everybody's going to be nice.
Because you're dumb.
Everybody on Twitter is nice. But I hope she didn't see the follow-up to The Shining.
Yeah,
that
no
really
kidding.
Was about that. Oh, my God.
Gooch advises moms against letting their kids watch Hocus Pocus 2.
Come,
that's helpful advice.
Have we solved every other problem in the world?
She's hit the
every other problem is fixed. There's no homelessness. There's no kids that go to bed hungry. All of our problems are solved
because this
Russia
movie
has pulled out of Ukraine. All is good. Now we focus on this.
Hocus pocus on this.
You
I believe whatever comes in our TV screens, there are things attached to that.
There you go.
Oh,
that's it right there.
On.
Play that again. That's the best clip. I believe everything that's on your TV, something comes through with it.
Oh, my raging paranoia.
Yeah?
I believe whatever comes in our TV screens, there are things attached to that.
Holy cow. I got news. If that's true, I'm in trouble.
I've been in trouble since I was 2 and they first flipped on the TV. And there you go. That's going to be the theme for Give Me 5. Blues songs. It's Blues Day.
I like it.
So Roadhouse Blues.
I was just in Memphis.
Oh, right.
Looking at St. Jude.
Right.
And everything there is the blues. And
love it, man.
Just soul music and everything. It's so good.
You know, since we're so dorky, let's make it also songs with bands with blue in the title.
Okay, bands or titles with blue in the title.
Or actual blues songs.
Or blues music.
Best, both. Roadhouse Blues. I mean, that's perfect right there.
Replay that one in a couple hours. People won't know.
Yeah, you won't even.
They won't remember. In a couple of minutes, your chance to play the KLOS $100,000 name game. Keep listening for that. Right now, people are dumb.
People are dumb. When you're a dumb dumb, Kevin and Sluggo, they ought to know.
The Fairview Baptist Church youth pastor.
Yeah, oh no.
Youth pastor.
Oh no.
Corey Wall.
Uh-huh.
Handed out.
Yeah.
Bumper stickers.
Bumper stickers.
To the kids.
Okay.
The youth. Including.
That he is a pastor over. How old is he?
He's 36.
36. Mm-hmm. Okay.
And a mom was the first to complain because her 14-year-old girl got her hands on it.
Okay.
On the bumper sticker.
Oh, my God. I'm horrified.
And the bumper sticker says, I heart hot youth pastors. Handed them out to the kids.
What?
In Greer, South Carolina.
Wow. First of all, pastor, the kids can't drive. Where are they going to put the bumpers?
Good stickers? Point.
I mean, secondly.
On their parents' cars? I don't know.
Hot.
Yeah, hot.
You're trying to. You're 36. And
yes.
You're telling, how old are the kids, basically?
Well, the girl's mom who first raised the issue was 14 years old. So the 36-year-old gave a 14-year-old girl, I love hot youth pastors.
What state was this? Alabama or somewhere where it's legal? It's like encouraged?
South Carolina.
They've got them birthing hips? How's that? I don't know. Wow.
The church said he was, quote, placed on administrative leave.
Oh, that's good. Well, in the old days, they would have burned him at the stake, I suppose.
Wall himself admitted that he handed them out in an email. He emailed saying, I did hand them out, claiming he was just trying to, quote, poke fun at what he called the I love hot mom culture.
MILF? So he wants to bring to attention.
Use the word MILF.
He wants to bring to attention the kids.
Yes.
MILFs, so they can mock it.
He wants to bring attention to people who love moms that and want to F them. Right.
But you shouldn't do that.
He added,
you should take a look at your youth pastor. He's pretty hot.
He added that the, in quotes, joke was, in quotes, mistake. And in quotes,
well, there you go.
Poor taste.
Certainly, yes.
The church leadership said in a private email that they discussed the matter with him, and that he has been let go.
Wow. Well, there he goes. Off he goes.
So,
bye-bye.
Catholic Church, your move.
I'm a little embarrassed at how much I love that song.
Why? That's a great song.
Yeah, it is a good song. But, man, you just get so happy. I don't know, man.
You never get happy.
I know.
That's what's happening?
I guess that's why I'm embarrassed, because I love that song so much. It makes me happy.
All right, listen. Speaking of embarrassment, I told my woman a story about when I was younger.
Oh, no.
And she said it's the nerdiest thing she's ever heard.
But she is beyond cool.
Yes.
So.
Oh, she was right.
That's not saying much, though.
It's the nerdiest thing ever.
Oh, do you think I would agree it's the nerdiest thing ever?
Yes.
Awesome.
So when I was younger, I love speakers.
Okay, actual.
Home speakers.
Sure.
Like this
JBLs.
This whole new thing where you use a Bluetooth and you get these little
tiny speakers. They sound really good.
I hate it.
Yeah.
I like a giant speaker and I want the music to really, really...
Oh, yeah.
Jump no,
totally.
Out at you.
Hurt you.
Yes.
Yeah, I had speakers like this big, and I'm making huge gestures that I carried around for 25 years. Didn't even work anymore.
About the size of a 12-pack.
Pretty much.
Yeah.
Because I loved them so much.
Because they sounded so good.
So tall.
Oh, wow. You
know? No, really tall.
So there's a song that I apparently liked in the day.
Yeah.
And it's this one.
Oh, no.
Yeah.
Chicago.
Yeah. Not just Chicago.
Hard to say I'm sorry.
That song. So to try out speakers, and then we're going to take your embarrassing calls, like in retrospect.
Oh, I see.
What an effing nerd I was.
Wait, let's play a little more of Chicago there while you're talking about
That's all I got.
This I doubt we have it.
But I'll play it. Hold on. No. This is enough, honestly. So I brought in.
We don't have it.
I'm proud of us.
Yeah. Right on, KLOS.
So to test out the speakers.
Yes.
I brought in a cassette tape.
Of that song?
Of Chicago. Hard to say I'm sorry.
Into like a Best Buy or what were they back then?
Whatever it was.
Circuit City,
whatever. Yeah, whatever they were, whoever they... I mean, I went from store to store.
Yeah.
Store to store to store to store.
Odyssey, yeah.
And I would say, put this in, I need a cassette deck.
You went to more than one store.
Oh, probably 10.
Oh my God,
yes,
really?
What's yes. that? So we're looking, so again, we're looking for your embarrassing stories when you were younger, perhaps music related.
Yeah, that'd be great.
Mine was.
Sure, yeah.
I would put it at a certain part of the song so I could see the bass response.
To that song?
Yes. Because that song is vocals and keyboards for the first half.
Right.
Then the bass and the drums kicks in at the exact... So
right.
I would put the song in.
There's a few others that are a little harder rocking.
Of course. Of course there are.
Like Pink Floyd is really good at recording and doing that sort of bump
Why?
In.
Why would I? So I would cue it up to this spot in every different store.
You're just the fun.
And then I would listen. Right? So then when it kicks in.
You'd be like.
How's the bass? You know, now I'm in the store and I'm cranking.
How do you feel with the bass in your face?
Right there. That's all I needed. And then I would go to the next store.
Oh, my
store.
God.
Bring my cassette. Yes, I need to cue it right here, yes.
And they're afraid it's going to be Anthrax, but instead...
No, it's this.
It's and Peter Cetera in Chicago.
Let's
going...
That's it. That was my... And that's how I tested speakers.
I think your woman might have been right.
She's totally right.
Turns out... Well, as always.
What that's the doing? Nerdiest... thing ever, and I'm embarrassed.
What are the sales guys in their blazers from the what is this, the 80s, right? Mid 80s?
Probably.
What did they ever kind of go, dude?
No, they didn't care because
they were going to make that sale.
They thought I would.
Dude, that's a good song, man. You know, yeah, I understand where you're coming from.
No.
I think it sounds really good. You know, you've made a wise choice
here
today.
I feel the intent of the song, too.
Was it on metal tape?
You must be hurting.
Listen, if you need to talk about it.
You must be hurting. And if you need someone to talk about, I'm here.
Also, was it on metal?
Also, by the speaker.
Nope. Mostly.
Nope, just regular cassette.
Oh, come on.
Regular cassette.
Not just like a TDK normal.
Nope. Yeah, just a regular cassette.
And then.
And I would tell everybody to be quiet.
Oh.
All right. Yeah, there's the bass. That's what I did.
I'm never going to be able to listen to that song.
I know.
Ever again. I don't know that I have.
I know.
40 years ago when I played it on
Oh, I forgot
radio.
Something else my woman told me.
Oh,
never
yeah?
tell anyone that story.
All right. Well, we want to hear your embarrassing stories, especially if they're music related, please.
818-955-KLOS. Maybe you didn't have the best taste when you were younger.
Who did? I mean, we all had.
A lot of people had better taste than
I
did.
By the time that song came along, I think
you
maybe.
Shut up, 818-955-KLOS. And your chance to play the KLOS $100,000 name game.
Which is now worth $4,600.
Coming up this hour before 5 o'clock.
Yep.
We were talking about embarrassing stories.
Mm-hmm.
I told mine. You had one or no?
I got a bunch, dude. It's been 3 hours going.
Was it as bad as me taking a cassette of Chicago to a store to listen to the speakers and how they responded to the bass?
Queued up specifically to one part of the song, and it was hard to say I'm sorry, which this one.
So I would cue it up to this.
Now, most people bring in, like, you know.
I know, and I'll make everybody shut up. I wanted to hear how the speakers responded to this.
Quiet because there's the bass.
Oh, the bass came in good.
Woo!
These speakers are good.
Yeah, I will spend $1,000 on these
Now
speakers.
I need to go test it against Best Buy.
I can't believe you went to more than one store.
Oh, my God. I went to so many.
You're the best.
Dude. I'm the best.
You are the best.
And
the worst.
Correct. KLOS, hello.
I'm fairly young. I'm 29 right now.
Mm-hmm.
Back in 1996. I used to sing at the top of my lungs when I was like 5 years old, Rape Me by Nirvana. singing around the house all day.
No, you wouldn't.
Wow.
When you were five, and you had no idea what that song meant at all. That's fantastic. Your parents must have loved it.
Speaking of when you were five, I used to actually, in church, change the lyrics to the hymns. So I was like four or five, right, singing about now bombs and explosions and the old ladies would get really upset with me. Like
really?
Every time, yeah.
Oh, they would get upset at you?
Why is he singing about gunfire here in church? Hello, KLOS.
Hey, yeah, about the crazy stuff they used to do about with music.
Embarrassing, yes. What was it?
Back in the day when your tape player used to be able to press the record button and you'd put it on pause and you'd have to record stuff off the radio.
Yes.
I'd wait until the View to a Kill song came on, and I would unpause on that one. So I'd have a whole cassette tape front and back of a View to a Kill over and over.
The same song?
The same song.
Why didn't you just listen to the first time you recorded?
Because it's too hard to stop and rewind it. At least I could just hit play on the tape and let it run.
She loved Duran Duran's View to a Kill.
It was awesome.
Right, I love it. Thank you for calling.
Thanks, man.
KLOS, hello.
Hey, my name is Steve.
Hey, Steve.
You know, back in 1983 when I had a Trans Am GT, I was at a stoplight and I blasted my radio. I was playing Air Supply, you know, I'm all out of love, stuff like that.
Did anyone pull up beside you?
No, these guys started laughing at me, but I couldn't hear them laughing. They were pointing at me, and I lowered the radio. The cassette that I had on there, you think, what's that? You should be listening to Iron Maiden or Van Halen in that car.
Well, at least it was guys. I was picturing, like, from Fast Times at Ridgemont High, the girl laughing at PJ Souls, laughing at him in his sailor outfit. Right on, man. Thanks for calling. 818-955-KLOS.
You did something very embarrassing, and especially if it involves music.
Couple in a row from Van Halen on a 2 for Tuesday. KLOS.
Baby, come on. It's 95.5 KLOS, Southern California's rock station. We're talking about embarrassing things that you did involving music when you were younger. You have a story like that?
So my mom is really heavily involved with, like, Vietnam veteran stuff. And and we would go to these things called the Traveling Wall. I don't know if you guys have heard of it, but whenever we would go to the ones in the area that the chapter my mom was a part of, I would always help out and stuff. But for some reason, one night I decided to sing Celine Dion on top of the wall. So it's up against a grass bank. And I just started singing, dancing, performing in front of probably like 100 people. I don't know why I did it. I just did it.
What was the wall?
It was like it was a memorial, right?
Was it? Names? Yeah. It had names of people killed in war?
Yeah, the names of missing and the people who were killed.
It's pretty much
their memorial wall that they have.
And you got up on top of it and started singing and dancing to Celine Dion.
Yeah, I'm a child at that point. I didn't think anything of it.
Yeah, 22 is kind of young.
You're a child now.
I'm 29, okay?
We're just giving you crap, man.
That's fantastic.
No, that's awesome. Awesome. That's beautiful.
And thank you for
calling. You might have rivaled Kevin in his Chicago story. I think it's close.
Yeah.
Do you remember which song?
It was one from Titanic.
My Heart Will Go On. Let's hear it.
Yeah, sing it.
My Heart Will Go On. Go.
No, I'm good.
Come on.
I don't remember it now. Hey, no, I don't even remember it now.
Right on, man.
I embarrassed myself.
Thanks, dude.
You embarrassed everybody. KLOS, hello.
In high school, I was the biggest Korn fan. And Jonathan Davis used to do this, like, spaz-type dancing with Blind. And I had a friend come over and film me do it myself.
Oh, no.
Right?
And when I replayed the video, he was laughing the entire time, calling me a nerd.
Did it ever get posted anywhere?
No, this was back in, like, early 2000s when none of that
okay. Oh, lucky, man.
Do you have a copy of it that you can send us?
I do, but I'm not sending
it. Yes!
Come on!
We're going to put you on hold and give you our mailing address.
All right, fine.
Okay, thank you.
I'm picturing George Michael Bluth, by the way, doing his Star Wars little...
KLOS!
Hey, I'm telling you, I'm Steve, because there's no way in hell you're going to know my name.
Okay.
This is
so embarrassing. I've never told a soul. I'm 54 now.
Excellent.
I was laying in bed. I don't know how old I was. Breaking one off, if you know what I mean.
Sure.
And the radio was on.
Mm-hmm.
Billy Squier's Stroke came on.
Right.
I kind of fell in step with the beat.
Mm-hmm.
And I was, and while the chant was going, I got in sync and I finished.
Wow. You finished You finished to NSYNC?
NSYNC.
How dare you?
Give me four.
Give me four.
Songs in a row.
It should be Faith No More someday. So it's Blues Day.
We've decided to make it blue.
Yeah. A lot of people have suggested songs that are either have blue in the title or, in fact, are blues rock songs. So if
it's
you've got a
suggestion.
Pretty
wide net.
Pretty damn wide.
You can call 818-955-KLOS or hit us up on Twitter at Kevin and Sluggo.
First suggestion right out the gate, Kenny Wayne Shepherd. You know, we've been playing the Five Finger Death Punch recently, but here's the original. Blue on black. Mr. Kenny Wayne Shepherd on Blues Day. What do you think? Could we do a country station song? We ever work at a country station?
I don't think so. I don't see myself wearing a cowboy hat.
Kind of liking it, though, man. I like that music, man. I like that sound.
We are doing Gimme 5, and the theme is blues.
Yeah. Hello, KLOS.
Hello there.
Hi.
I vote for Baby Blue by Badfinger.
Nice one.
Oh, that's a good request.
Right on, dude. Thank you for calling.
KLOS, hello.
Hello.
Hey.
Hey, I just want to suggest Baby Blue by Badfinger. Please.
All right.
I think that was two in a row.
Second one in a row.
I think that seems like some sort of portent. I do believe that the powers that be are trying to get a hold. Sorry, I don't know what's wrong.
I'm not sure what's happening.
Here's Badfinger. Okay,
thanks, buddy.
That is a crazy good song.
Yeah, it really is.
Remember the Rattle and Hum tour?
Sure.
I was there. Arizona State University football stadium.
Oh, wow. I have a couple friends that were there at that show.
And B.B. King opened.
Right, okay.
Which was, I'd never seen him before.
I think Bono, even and especially in 88, was not very intimidated very many people, but working with B.B. King,
right.
I mean, damn, how was it?
It was amazing.
He said he opened the show.
Of course, I didn't know much about B.B. King.
Yeah,
he was the opening act.
Oh, that's awesome.
And then he came back out and did that one.
Damn.
Yeah, really cool.
That's very cool. Hello, KLOS.
Are you guys still doing the blues request?
Yeah, either an actual blues song or a song has the blue in the title or whatever the hell, man. What do you got?
I was just going to say Little Wing by Hendrix.
Oh, well, there you go.
That's a good one.
You can never go wrong with Hendrix. Yeah.
Love me some Jimmy. Super bluesy.
Yeah. All right, man.
Thanks
for calling.
Yeah, thank you.
All right, bye.
Now we got to do it. We have to do some Jimmy. I love me some Jimmy.
There's never a time that you will pass up an opportunity to play Jimmy.
That's damn straight. One of these days, we're just going to have a Jimi Hendrix day, man. Just nothing but
Wouldn't
Jimi Hendrix.
It.
I would love that.
Would not hate that.
You called quite a while ago, and you suggested this one, ZZ Top, right when we were trying to decide what we were going to do.
We don't know who you are.
Yeah, we didn't record it because
I... Good work.
ZZ Top, Blue Jean Blues on KLOS.
Sing for
Pierre Cetera and Chicago.
Stop it. I don't know why you would say that.
I actually
that.
Got in trouble with a boss who likes Pierre Cetera.
He doesn't. He just opened the door and told us not to F with Pierre Cetera, which was hilarious. It's 95.5 KLOS, Southern California's rock station. Kevin and Sluggo in the afternoon. Time for What We Learned, brought to you by your Southern California Toyota dealers. They make it easy. A mom in Texas thinks that the new movie Hocus Pocus will fill your kids with demons and darkness.
Now, apparently that's not true for The Exorcist. She didn't say anything about that, but she's worried about this film.
She's fine with The Exorcist. People are dumb. A youth pastor handed out bumper stickers to his youth group that said, "I love hot youth pastors."
I'm speechless for once in my life.
Agreed. And the next chance for you to play the KLOS 100,000 name game is at 8 a.m. tomorrow morning, and it'll be worth
$5,000. Damn. All right, I'm going to go ahead and complete. I'm going to go home and pet the kitty is what I'm going to do.
See you tomorrow. Peace out. I don't pay much attention to the whatever it is day. Today, however, is 7 great ways to know your customer.
And that's important.
Get to know your customers.
I think that's very important for all of us.
This is customer Rick calling.
Hi, customer Rick. Thank you for patronizing our radio station.
Yeah, thank you for shopping with us today.
No problem.
All right. How much money do you make a year?
Hi, this is Monique. I'm ready to be grilled.
Have you ever kissed a girl?
Yes. A long time ago.
And was it?
Yes. Follow-up questions, please.
What band are you most embarrassed about liking?
Nickelback.
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 What the f***? Okay, have you ever been arrested?
Oh, of course.
Let's see. Who's the dumbest member of your family?
Oh, probably me.
Steve.
Customer Steve.
Long-time listener.
Thank you.
I've been listening to KLOS since I was a teenager.
Good man.
Back when it was
good. The name game. Yeah, baby. Yeah. The name game. The $100,000 KLOS name game, baby. Let's play it. What do you think?
Let's play it. We'll take caller 13 at 818-955-KLOS. 818-955-KLOS, caller 13 for the $100,000 name game.
And right now it's sitting at $4,400. So if you feel like trying for it, good luck. You know, going all the way back to like 1970, Planet Caravan from the Paranoid album. That guy just knows how to do it. I wouldn't call it a ballad, but that sound.
Yeah, that's. I agree.
He's just no one
else.
He
doesn't do ballads, but he does those songs.
Know, and never. No one does it any better.
Yeah,
Nothing
you're
Feels Right, and featuring Zakk Wylde. Nice to see them together again. Ozzy's another one off the Patient Number 9 album, and that is Nothing Feels Right on KLOS. So, shall we?
Let's do. The name game. KLOS, who's this?
This is Amanda.
Amanda, you're caller 13.
Holy crow.
I'm guessing you're at work right now.
Are you
on
at
the
work?
Man's time.
Is that why you're using the inside voice?
That is accurate.
But you need to jump on your desk and scream if you win.
Guaranteed.
It's worth $4,400.
And let me tell you the last two guesses, because we're looking for...
former U.S. president.
The last two guesses were Taft and Cleveland. So those are not right answers. What do you got for us?
I'm going to go with Mr. John F. Kennedy.
I love that guess. That's a damn good guess. Unfortunately, that's not a right
guess. That is not
it. Damn it!
Sorry.
I really wanted to hear you screaming! Go ahead and scream anyway! Do it!
No, don't get her fired. Call. Listen, call next hour.
Oh, there you go. Okay.
I will.
And you can do it. Okay, bye.
Thanks, guys.
Thanks.
Hey, that's when it'll be worth $4,600.
Correct.
Totally worth it.
All right, thank you. The name
game. The name game. Featuring Austin Powers.
The name game.
Let's play it.
It's the KLOS $100,000 name game. We have your shot to win your share of that and a two-night stay at the Sahara Las Vegas. Caller 13 right now, 818-955-KLOS. You get to play the name game.
And it's $4,600 right now. If you think you can keep up with what we've been doing, if you've been paying attention, we'll tell you on the phone a couple of little details. But be caller 13 right now, 818-955-KLOS. Good luck. It's time for... The
name game. Sing it if you know it.
Get up on a wall and sing it like Celine Dion would.
Or don't. KLOS, who is this?
Hi, this is Valerie.
Valerie, you're caller 13.
Oh my God.
Very exciting.
Yeah, it's $4,600 right now. Have you been listening to the game the last couple of days?
I have been, yes.
Yeah. So you know what has been guessed, so you won't guess those.
And we will tell you, actually, the last two guesses were Cleveland and JFK. We're looking for a former U.S. president.
For $4,600.
Let's go with Benjamin Harrison.
Benjamin Harrison.
Yeah.
I'm sorry, that's incorrect.
Okay. Damn it!
But it'll be up to $4,800 next hour. So call back.
Were you a fan of Benjamin Harrison until this day?
Do you know what? He's my ancestor.
Oh, he let you down.
Wow. Yeah, I know he did, right?
Oh,
what a dick. Your chance to play in the KLOS $100,000 name game is still coming up before 6 o'clock.
And it's worth $4,800 this hour. It'll be in just a few minutes.
My name is Doug the Slug, and I love that song from Deep Purple Highway Star. That's such a great song.
That is great.
Damn!
Hey, who wants $4,800?
I do!
Anyone?
Me!
It's your shot at your share of $100,000 and a two-night stay at the Sahara Las Vegas. We'll take caller 13 right now, 818-955-KLOS.
Play the KLOS $100,000 name game with us right this second. You might get yourself $4,800. Be caller 13. Good luck. The name game. say?
Let's do KLOS. Who is this?
Chris.
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 Yeah. What the hell's going on over there?
You need someone's being murdered?
Yeah.
911, what's your emergency?
You are caller 13.
Oh, right on. Been trying all day.
Which means you get to play the KLOS $100,000 name game. And as you know, we're looking for a former U.S. president.
Now, the last two guesses were JFK and Harrison. And that makes it at $4,800 because they were wrong. What do you got for us?
I'm going to go with Lincoln.
Abraham Lincoln. Oh, who's buzzed Abraham Lincoln? What kind of messed up thing is that? Bastard.
It's not the right guess, though.
Yeah, sorry, buddy.
Oh, all right, thank you.
Thank you for playing, though.
Yeah.
Your next chance is at 8 a.m.
With Heidi and Frank.
And it's worth $5,000.
The Beatles turned up for the first of a few times on the UK singles charts on this day in rock. Their very first song, Love Me Do, peaked at number 4 on the chart. Saturday Night Live was simply called Saturday Night and debuted on this day in rock in 1975.